Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jerry Recco is with us. He's got an update. You have to travel from here to Rutgers at one point. What?
Yeah, Friday.
Oh, Friday. All right.
They're playing at Indiana tomorrow night. Couldn't make that happen.
Right. Yeah, that
I was trying.
Tough.
That's a big
game.
So
who does that game for you?
Ralph Bednarczyk is going to do it. He's the women's play-by-play announcer.
Okay.
So he's going to go out there. Big game, too. Indiana's playing great.
And so is Rutgers, I see.
Rutgers is playing great.
One again.
Beat Michigan State on Saturday at Madison Square Garden.
Anytime I need to know what Rutgers is doing, all I do is follow Mikey Nichols on Twitter.
There you go.
Mikey Nichols gives me all my Rutgers basketball that I need.
That's great. Very cool.
There you go.
All right, we are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by HL Gross Jewelers. Shop HL Gross in Garden City or at hlgross.com.
There's nothing funny about those two sponsorships.
No, the sponsorship. What happened to Kyrie and the Nets? It's hilarious.
Yeah, this isn't over yet.
No.
This is, I got to be honest.
Jerry, man,
I was
awesome.
I was fired up when I saw this.
Yeah, I heard you.
I was.
Well, you should be.
I like
gone.
The return.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're done yet.
They're done yet in acquiring people to help. Not done yet in trading Kevin Durant.
No.
They're acquiring people to help Kevin Durant.
Okay. That's what the hope is right now. Plus, this might be one of the deepest teams in the NBA right now.
Oh, Jesus.
They are.
Okay, yeah. So,
find me another team that can go 11-12 deep.
They can go 11-12 deep, but they're not going to beat Milwaukee. They're not going to beat Philadelphia. They're not going to beat
Boston.
Well,
the ironic thing is this is what's bizarre over the last couple of years. Yes.
Because I can't hear myself.
Just keep talking. You're fine.
I will.
Even with Kyrie, they couldn't beat the Celtics the last 2 years. So they might not have beaten them anyway. Let's go another route. He's gone. Now, I would have resigned him, so I'd be very upfront about
what
that.
What a waste of 3.5 years.
Well, it didn't work out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You take your shots.
Well, we told you. You didn't listen to us. Oh, yeah.
The story's not written. It's not finished yet.
It's
Durant's
done.
Still
he's
here.
Gone.
No, it's
he's
not.
He's Durant. He's at the Mavericks.
Until Kevin Durant gets traded, this is not
Jerry,
over.
He's at the Mavericks.
Good. See ya. Get out.
Oh, I mean, it's fine. See ya. Get out.
But I told you I would have resigned him. He asked for a trade. They traded, and
he asked
Joe Tsai
demanded
we're not
trade.
Sending him to the Lakers where he wants to go.
Tough guy.
No. I did like that.
I like that. That's good.
They held their ground with Kyrie.
Yes. But what were you going to get from the Lakers?
Probably nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Finney Smith. You got Dinwiddie. You got draft picks you can probably trade.
Yeah, but
let's go.
To me, I just feel like the Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving thing, that's over.
Yes. But, by the way, if I'm Kevin Durant, I never want to play with him ever again.
I would hope so. Jesus.
I mean, my God.
You would hope so, but these guys are nuts. Who knows? Yeah. So hopefully he comes back. You've got a really good team. Let's go. Let's see what they do the rest of the week, because I don't think they're finished.
I think Kevin Durant wants to come right here to Phoenix.
He might.
Yeah, come and play with Devin Booker.
Guy's
a little bit more stable.
I did read that the Suns offered for Kyrie, Chris Paul, a couple of others, and more draft picks, and they turned that down. So I like the better return in Dallas. So we shall see. They probably won't play tonight because I guess they said Kyrie will not be able to get his physical done in time to make the deal complete. So maybe we see them tomorrow night, this new-look net team. So laugh all you want. We shall see. It ain't over yet.
It was over when they signed
him,
Jerry.
It's not over yet. It's not
Jerry,
over yet.
It was
yet.
Over when they signed him, and you know it.
No, it's not
so
over
you're
yet.
Not of the belief that if the Nets, well, I guess you're banking on another trade happening. But for the Nets to win a title this year, I thought what the prevailing thought was Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving had to be at their best for that to happen.
I would agree with
now
you.
Now one of them's not here.
Correct.
So,
but you also just replaced him in a 21-point-per-game scorer in Dinwiddie and a great three-point shooter in Finney Smith. I think they can win games, and a lot of them. Right. They might be better. This might be addition by subtraction by addition. How about that?
How about that?
Because Kyrie is such a wild card, I'm not going to rule that out.
No, you can't rule
it. But I don't think that. I mean, as presently constituted, I don't think they're going to be able to beat the best teams.
What you should be saying to me is like, you know, I don't know what our record, the Knicks record is against
Nets.
I know that's what I'm saying. Like, we still can't beat the Nets.
Correct.
For whatever reason, like we could beat Philadelphia like we did yesterday, we Boston last week, but we could never beat the Nets. It's almost like our guys were like, the game was over before it even started. So I don't know what that was all about, and I don't know if that will change now. That's the one thing you should be saying to me.
No, I'm good.
But the disaster that is the Nets and the amount of $500 million for what?
Yeah, who got it? It was like 70-something games, right? They played together?
Hasn't gone great.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. It hasn't gone great. But Durant's still here, so who knows? Let's get to your Knicks, who looked terrible to start this game last night against Philly and battled all the way back.
Julius Randle on the wing. Five to shoot. Drives on Tucker. Into the lane. Puts it up. Rimming. Good. Teetered on the rim and in. And New York with a 10-point lead.
And that is a very disappointed Tom McGinnis on Sixers radio. As the Knicks come back, they were down 21 in this game, and they beat the Sixers at the Garden 108-97. A lot of production in this game. Julius Randle had 24-9-7. Jalen Brunson, 21 points. And off the bench, Evan Fournier hit five threes. Miles McBride, some big plays late, and he had 14. And that's where we're going here with Tibbs talking about the bench play.
We started off, you know, got in a hole. I thought our bench came in and gave us a big lift. And then when the starters came back, they were terrific when they came back. And then it was just a good team win all the way around.
Yeah, it makes them 29-26 on the season. Yes, sir.
So this game was delayed. I just found this out. By ESPN, by 20 full minutes so they could finish the flag football game?
Yes.
That is ultimate. You know, is there a bigger disrespect to the NBA
like
than that?
Is like a slap down.
You know, what's funny about that was we knew the Knicks and Sixers were playing last night. Mm-hmm. We knew it was on ESPN. So we put it on at game time, and the game wasn't on. And so, like, all right, we got it wrong, and we just kind of moved on. Went back a half hour later, and we caught it right almost at the beginning. So I actually got to watch this game.
Right.
Missed
which is good, but I'm just saying from the standpoint of, like, I'm Adam Silva. I'm like, we got the Knicks and the Sixers.
You have to understand
there
something.
There were 60,000 people there.
You are not going to be an NFL TV partner unless you follow their rules.
Yeah.
And their rules are, we are number one. We don't care who else you're doing deals
football
with.
Game.
Doesn't matter. Everything that we put on your air, you will play, and you will play it until its entirety.
I'll bet you the ratings are good for it.
I'm sure they are, but then they got a million networks on ESPN. Start that game on another network. Be like, and then bring it over. To have the players stand around. Think about Joel Embiid just standing around so Kirk Cousins can play flag football.
So I call Coach Cower in the middle of this flag football game, and he's yelling at me about the game. And I'm like, Coach, you're the one watching it. I'm in a car driving right now. I could care less. I couldn't, whatever, about this freaking game. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And he's like, this is a disgrace. This is this. This is that. And I'm like, hey, Coach, listen, don't yell at me. It's not my fault.
The players had fun.
It looked like they had fun, I guess.
A lot of fun.
Did you guys see this video from like a month ago? Someone just showed me yesterday of Bill Cowher in a bar dancing. Did you guys see this? Have you seen this?
I have not seen it, but you know.
Have you ever seen him dance?
It was his wife singing?
I can't tell. It was just someone at the bar filming Bill Cowher.
Like dancing.
He was like. but he has like this like hand thing going on, like he's kind of like doing this, like the, I don't know, the rock Metallica Surfers Up thing, and he's like got his hands just going.
maybe if he was up playing, that was probably it.
I hope so. It's either that or he was seizuring. But he's. I'll get it for. I can't believe you guys didn't talk about this why here in the NFL today.
Well, this is why he doesn't want to coach anymore. He wants to do. I mean, come on, man. Guy's living his best life right now.
Good for him.
I'd like to see a dance off between Cowher and Sims. Because I feel like JB, you, and Nate can actually dance. And I've seen you at weddings dance. Like, you could hold your own. Cowher, he's just gyrating.
I don't know about JB. Nate, yeah, I could see that. But I will say that in talking to Coach Cower, I do know that a team actually reached out to him in this hiring cycle.
Was it the Jets?
He's so long out of it, though, now, right?
Yeah, but he's not interested. He's, you know, he'll talk to people and he'll, you know, he'll discuss different situations and what he sees from them and all that other stuff. But look, he's living his great life. He loves living in New York. He absolutely loves it. So, I don't
know. Good for him. Yes. Enjoy it.
He's living, like I said, he's living his best life.
Al looked like a puppy on the plane as we were descending into Phoenix yesterday, staring out the window.
Oh, but by the way,
longing for Arizona.
I heard Al was in first class.
Yeah.
That's right. Company. I upgraded myself.
You did?
Uh-huh. Oh, you upgraded yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So the company didn't say, Al, a little perk for a hardworking producer.
No, and in fact, when I upgraded myself, it must have sent an alert to CBS because they immediately reached out and goes, we didn't approve this upgrade.
Are you serious?
I said, no, I'm good. I'm paying for it. I'm good, yeah.
Wait, so how does that happen?
I guess it's under somebody's name at CBS, and I changed my ticket, so I got an email.
Wow. Was it like a panic email?
Like, no, it was just a heads up. We didn't approve this.
Oh, that's great.
So Jerry and Eddie were in the back of the plane?
Well, Jerry upgraded himself as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, me and Matthew sat in row one, and he was in row one right next to us.
Oh, yeah, wow. We were living it up.
I was surprised to hear it was only like $400 or something.
Yeah, upgrade? $399 for an upgrade.
Nice. Where was Eddie in the baggage
39.
Compartment?
He was back there.
He's in the baggage?
It wasn't in baggage, but he was far back. Oh, you got the video. Well, while you're doing that.
Am I right or am I
right? Yeah, you're right. You got it. He's got this thing going on with his hands.
There it goes.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes. That's great. He's having a good time.
That's the problem, though. Some jackass takes the video and can't wait to tweet it out. Let the guy have his fun.
Oh, that's the greatest.
Anyway, so the Knicks won. They're 29-26. You've got the Nets taking on the Clippers tonight on the Fan at 7:15. Carlos Beltran leaving the booth. He's going to go into the front office for the Mets as he leaves. Yes. Good move for him, I'm sure. NFC did win the flag football Pro Bowl.
Do you think he walks in that office and goes, hey, guys, remember when I was the manager?
For like 10 minutes, I know. The poor guy. Mike, obviously, Brian, we're skipping the next two, the Randall and the Fournier clips. Let's move on to Eli Manning as the NFC did win. Kirk Cousins, 3 touchdown passes. I don't even sure what the format was. They put a bunch of mini games. So they wind up winning. Here's Eli, who was one of the coaches, beating his brother.
You can't doubt it. I am the greatest coach of the Mannings. I'm so much better at coaching than Peyton's. Unbelievable. The NFC won. The guys bought in. They played awesome. It was too many good players, and to name an MVP, the whole NFC gets MVP this year.
There you go. Over 58,000 fans were at Allegiant Stadium last night.
That's crazy
to watch that. Yeah, it looked, and on TV, I guess it was yesterday afternoon, we were having lunch watching it. Like, it looked good on TV. The place was packed. There was atmosphere. And it was not too bad. Now, the team of Aaron Rodgers and Ben Silverman won the Pro-Am portion of Pebble Beach. Josh Allen and Keith Mitchell came back were 4 shots behind. Here was Rodgers on CBS. It's long because a little bit of a back and forth with the reporter just talking about all the chants he heard this weekend from the football fans.
It's fun to be here. It's such a great event. Fans are amazing. A lot of people yelling different teams they want me to come to next year, which has been fun because we got a little inside bet going about which team's going to have the most fans. But it's been fun.
I was going to save that for my last question, but you're leading me right into it. Is there maybe like a favorite color, favorite city that you might have on your mind for next season?
I'm just going to say that the predominant team that we hear as we're walking is Raiders. A lot of Raider fans are encouraging me. A lot of Devontae misses you comments. So we're having some fun with it.
That's good. There you go.
So the amazing thing is like, I guess I'm not going back to Green Bay. It sounds like he's ready to move on.
That's what that tells me.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is Devontae Adams now. Remember when he got traded to the Raiders? I'm with my guy, Derek Carr, my best friend,
Oh, you called him a Hall of Famer. He goes, I went from one Hall of Famer to another.
Right. So now his guy's out, and now Devontae Adams at the Pro Bowl, I guess, yesterday, somewhere along the line, says, Aaron Rodgers, that's my guy.
Might be his guy again. Yep. We'll see. Islanders signed Bo Horvat to an 8-year extension worth around $68, $69
million. $8.5 million a year. Actually, the salary cap in the NHL will go up significantly in the next couple years. But I'll tell you, this is I wanted this guy for the Rangers, but there's no way that we could have signed him to this deal. And, you know, he's a really, really good player. He's a very as they say, 200-foot player, Jerry.
200-foot player.
Just got better.
Back and forth.
They got better, definitely.
Seton Hall beat DePaul 69-64, and Fordham lost to Richmond 68-58.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.